Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event, Mackenzie Dern against Yan Xiaonan. Okay, there's one or two ways that this fight can go for me. Mackenzie Dern, of course, is a supreme grappler. She's got excellent grappling skills, but she doesn't need the fight to be on the floor. She does have some good head and shoulder throws and things, and because she's such a good grappler, it doesn't really matter where she lands on the floor as long as she lands. So don't be surprised if she struggles to take Yan Xiaonan down, she starts, you know, dragging us to the floor, jumping guard, etc., etc. On the other side, you've got Yan Xiaonan, who is a Sanda kickboxing trained fighter who's very quick, she's very busy, and she makes a lot of noise when she's striking. She's very, very much kind of that Holly Holm sidekick to the midsection, snap high kicks, keeping you away, moving footwork. And that's why this fight is going to go one of two ways, because I think if Yan Xiaonan hits the floor, she's going to get subbed. I think if Mackenzie Dern is too adamant to try and get this to the floor and neglects her striking, I think Yan Xiaonan might be able to light her up and keep moving. So quick tale of the tape. So Mackenzie Dern is 12 and 2. Yan Xiaonan is 13-3 and with one no contest. Slight 1-inch height advantage for Yan Xiaonan, but the reach is the same. Much of a muchness. Both very similar physiologically, but this fighting style is what's so different. So striking output, Mackenzie Dern is coming in at 3.1, Yan Xiaonan higher at 5.6, higher striking accuracy as well for Yan Xiaonan, better striking defense for Yan Xiaonan, less strikes absorbed per minute. I mean, you can literally see how it's all swaying into one direction. Mackenzie Dern's striking defense is 54%. Her striking accuracy is 35%. A lot of the time, she's only throwing punches to close the distance, though, so she can get her hands on her opponent. Now, when it comes to the grappling statistics, and this really illustrates. So Mackenzie Dern is going for less than a takedown per 15 minutes. It's not a lot, but that shows you that once she gets it to the floor, that she's able to keep people there and cause them all kinds of problems. Her takedown defense is her takedown accuracy is 9%. Again, she's not got the greatest takedowns. She can pull people to the floor. She can drag them to the floor. She can tie them up and fall to the floor. On the other side, you've got Yan Xiaonan, who averages a takedown per 15 minutes. But of course, I don't think she's going to be doing that in this one. It would be foolish to try and grapple with Mackenzie Dern, especially because Dern's striking can be quite untidy. 66% takedown accuracy, 65% takedown defense for Yan Xiaonan. So again, the statistics lean in her favor to be able to control this fight and keep it on the feet. The fact that Mackenzie Dern doesn't mind how she ends up on the floor is the X factor, though, because Yan Xiaonan might be able to stay away from the body locks. She might be able to stuff double legs. But if she gets tangled up, or if Mackenzie Dern just dives in on an ankle and tries to steal her socks, like, you know, a lot of good grapplers do, they're not bothered about being on the bottom because they can be on top in a few seconds. What they need is you in their world. And that is quite clearly on the ground for Mackenzie Dern. Submission average for Mackenzie Dern, of course, is high. It's, you know, two submissions per 15 minutes. My concern for Mackenzie Dern in this one is her striking. I expect her to be able to win this fight if she has a smart approach, if she doesn't immediately go for a takedown, if she's able to kind of play and footwork and use some of that Jason Perillo striking to be able to stay on the outside and pick and move and maybe add in some kicks and give Yan Xiaonan the impression that she's willing to stand and trade with her, which means that Yan Xiaonan's not going to feel pressured to keep distance between them, and she might start closing her down. Mackenzie Dern can also catch legs, which is going to be really useful against Yan Xiaonan, who does throw lots of kicks, side kicks, head kicks, snapping body kicks and stuff. Because there's not a massive amount of power in the shots that Yan Xiaonan throws, it's going to be a volume of striking that will wear Mackenzie Dern down, but if she's been reaching for takedowns and failing, and then she starts to get fatigued or panicked, and then she starts walking onto shots, those shots are going to seem a lot more impactful. Now, what's interesting is that they both have a loss to Marina Rodriguez. of course, you know, their approach to the fights was different, though. And that's another thing that you can focus on to see how these opponents are different, is if you look at that common opponent and see how they dealt with them. When it comes to Mackenzie Dern's submissions, we're looking at arm bars predominantly. We've got, two arm bars, three arm bars. So you've got the Nunes armbar, you've got the Randa Marcos armbar, we've got the knee bar against Hannah Cyphers, we've got a rear naked choke against Amanda Cooper, and then after that we're outside of the UFC and we had two more rear naked chokes to her record. Nice, simple game plan. Nothing flamboyant, nothing extravagant. Good basics, good armbars, good submissions. The complexity of her game is all the other things. Her ability to use her butterfly hooks to destabilize her opponent, to arm drag and take the back. The little nuances of the game where she really excels. And having just spent the weekend working on the Polaris event in Sardinia and watching the minor details that those guys use to make the biggest movements in their game, like, it really, watch what Hobson Mora does with his feet against Tom Barlow, gripping the gi with his toes and pinning it to the floor. Like, all these little tiny things that I don't expect to see in Yan Xiaonan's game are the exact things that will trip her up when she hits the floor with Mackenzie Dern, because it is just that highest level of grappling. As far as the way that they finish fights now, Yan Xiaonan's got no submission wins on her record. She's got 7 knockouts and 8 decisions. She's been not stopped once by strikes. She's been subbed once. And that submission was a long time ago. I mean, we're looking 2010. It was a rear naked choke. Since then, we've got the TKO against Carla Esparza, which, again, crucifix, ground and pound, could be something that Mackenzie Dern could use, if nothing else, but to set up a submission, inverted triangles and stuff. And then the last one against Marina Rodriguez. So she's coming off 2 losses. Mackenzie Dern was able to get a win back over Tisha Torres. And, you know, that's going to give her a bit of confidence going into this one, because she's not coming off a loss. It puts a bit more pressure onto Yan Xiaonan's shoulders. As far as finishes go for Mackenzie Dern, again, like I said, it goes entirely the opposite way. No TKOs for Mackenzie Dern. 7 submissions and 5 decisions. But she's also never been stopped, which, again, leads us back to Yan Xiaonan's not a really, really impactful striker. It's a volume striker. Mackenzie Dern is probably going to be tough enough to take a lot of those strikes, but if she takes too many, there's always a tipping point. Can she get the fight to the floor before they reach that tipping point or not is the big question. I think this should be a good little tussle, this one. I can see it going both ways. I can see Dern getting frustrated and walking onto those sidekicks and getting smacked around the face and frustrated and reaching and overextending herself. But I could also see her coming out and dragging Yan Xiaonan to the floor and tangling her up and submitting her. And I think that's the way I'm leaning, if I'm honest. Should be a good one. Enjoy the fights. I'll see you next time.